This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
Welcome to our special guest interview slot for this week, and I'm delighted to have with me today Vipul Sheth from Advanced Track Outsourcing. Good day, sir.
Hi, good day, Rob. How are you?
Well, fantastic. Lovely to have you with us. Vipul, for people that haven't come across you in Advanced Track, tell us a little bit about what you do.
What Advanced Track does is help accountancy firms and bookkeepers change the dial in terms of what an accountant can provide for a client, really freeing them up to do more of the good work that they've been doing.
Well, why do accountants need that right now?
They're incredibly busy. Clients need to be dealt with. There are huge challenges of getting good people. We have a pool of good people that keeps the compliance work moving along, but uses the skills of the onshore people to really serve their clients better.
And the accounting profession's been through a lot over the years. Just generally, what kind of shape do you feel the profession is in right now?
I think as a business, I don't think it's ever been more valued than in perhaps the last 15, 20 years. The pandemic has really shown the value that a professional accountant can help the businesses that they work with. I think that's become really evident. So I think in that sense, really good. The challenge that it has is at the top, that it's quite an aging population. There are not as many people coming through and then staying within the profession. They'll then go on to do other roles.
So what, in your view, separates the good accounting firms and maybe even the good accountants from the great ones?
The ones that have shown that they care, that I think has been the massive difference. And not to say they haven't. I think the last 18 months, across the board, everyone's really shown that they care for their clients. I think the thing that will come through in the next sort of 18, 24 months as we come out is how many retain that and continue to use the goodwill that they've generated over this period.
So where have some of the accounting firms fallen short in recent times? Perhaps have they got complacent? Have they felt that because COVID is around, clients are picking up the phone to them so they don't have to be proactive? Where would you go with that?
The pandemic is something that's hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime event, and I don't think we should base any decisions on that. But I think more generally, as a profession, we've had the benefit of that recurring, that returning customer. So there's an element of, well, they'll be back next year when next year's accounts need doing, the tax needs doing. And whereas actually in most walks of life, you have to reinvent yourself because you need to attract not only your old customers, but you need to attract new customers to keep your business growing.
Now, you're one of the leading providers of outsourcing capacity for accounting firms. What kind of challenges or problems or pain points would they be having for them to say, right, we need to get Advanced Track Outsourcing and Vipul Sheth in here?
They've either had long-term sickness or is one factor, perhaps. But I think more than that, it is our staff are overrun, they're tired, they're busy talking to clients all day. That work is just piling up and they're then not able to even do the basic compliance work, and therefore they need resource to help them fulfill that part whilst they continue to keep talking and helping the clients.
Yeah, and you hinted at recruitment as well. They just might have those job vacancies there that they can't fill. What are the common pushbacks with accounting firms that you talk to, Vipul, that go away from outsourcing or don't feel that it's justified? How do they reason that?
Sometimes it's moral, that, you know, they want to support local people and the local environment, you know, local community. I totally respect that. I benefited from a firm that trained me. But what I would always say to people is, do you always want to be doing work at the basic level, or do you want your people to develop and do the more interesting things that really help your clients? Mm-hmm. Because if you're helping your clients grow, you attract other growing clients. It's just the way of the world.
Talk to us about how the labour market in the accounting profession particularly has moved over the years.
You know, in good times, they hire a lot. In bad times, particularly at the bigger end, they cut very quickly. And as a result, what ends up happening is you get gaps in the employment market where you just don't have enough people of a certain level. So I think there's always been that sort of stop-start approach to employing people, which creates those natural gaps. So I think there's an element of that. And the other side of it is less and less firms actually train. So it relies upon the larger firms within the business to actually do the training. And there's an argument that a lot of good training happens in smaller firms because you actually are able to do everything.
Yeah.
And that's often the challenge, that when a smaller firm recruits somebody, it's like, oh, you've never done tax, or you've never produced a set of accounts. And that's really hard if all they've ever done is an audit.
So what should be the hiring policy in your view for accounting firms that do want to grow and stand out?
One of the partners we have worked with for over a decade, it's a top 50 firm, he phrased it the best way possible. He said to me, we now don't recruit people to man the engine room. We recruit people who are comfortable sat in front of a business owner who wants to talk about their life and their business. That is the type of person we now recruit, because that is the necessary skill for the accountants going forward, not to be able to just produce a set of accounts. We don't need to recruit the engine room because we have you guys. So it's an absolutely an essential part of their business, but what they want are people who have the potential to be partners within their firm in the future. And they understand that it is not somebody who is just a technician. It is somebody who can grow the business and engage with customers. And the two go hand in hand.
Yeah, definitely. And with the technology we have available, the way we can protect data across different countries and cultures and boundaries, it's as safe as and effective as any time before to outsource the talent, isn't it?
Very much. We all, within the industry, I believe, try and do as much as we can. And there's lots of separate work that we carry out and audit, get audited to ensure that we're able to fulfil the data protection requirements that are becoming increasingly onerous.
Now, I don't know if you have a crystal ball there, Vipul, but if we were to ask you to cast your mind to the next few years, what's coming up for the accounting profession?
I think there's been a lot of talk about advisory, and I think that is going to become more and more prevalent. And I think particularly as the governments around the world want to pay for all the support they've given business, they're going to look to collect tax faster. And that's where MTD in the UK and similar projects across the world are going to become more relevant. So the digital accounting process, cloud accounting, so that we're able to help forecast what the cash needs of a business are going to be. I think they're going to be very, very important. But in order to do that, you need to have good systems, good processes, and people who understand what to do with those numbers.
Yeah, and presumably those firms that don't invest in the people and invest in the outsourcing and invest in the tech, they're going to get left behind, aren't they?
Very much so. And we've seen historically the firms that have not invested in 3 to 5 years, if you look where they started and where a similar firm started but was investing, the growth trajectory of the two is very, very different. Mm-hmm. And actually what often happens is the good people in the slower growing firms actually leave to join the faster growing firms.
Yeah, you have a very strong work ethic. You're very driven. I know that a lot of that comes from your family and your upbringing, but do you have a personal philosophy for success?
I would say to always tell the truth and be honest. Sometimes gets me into trouble. It's fair to say, but I think by having that philosophy, you very much are able to go to sleep at night knowing, yeah, what I did, I'm comfortable with, everyone knows where they stand, and that's the way that I conduct my life and my business. The biggest influence for me would be my parents. From the age of 7, I've been working alongside them, so I've seen their work ethic. But I think more than anything, the one thing, even when I started this business, that they always said to me is, do what you do brilliantly. And if you do that, everything else then follows.
So what advice would you give to our accounting listeners on this show there?
So
the ones that have not yet made it and the ones that have made it but want to sustain the legacy, if you like.
So the ones that are on their journey, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to knock on the door, keep asking questions.
Right.
Because if you don't do that, you're not going to make the most of the opportunities in front of you. And just to give you an example, the firm that I trained in, the first few weeks and months, I perhaps didn't get as much work as I should have got. I went and knocked on the partner's door and turned around and said, Albert, I'm coming in every day. I'm not getting enough work. And he said, right, I'll move you into another department. And as a result of that, when they did make a redundancy call less than 12 months later, I was super busy and therefore was able to continue to my career and fulfill my ambitions. And there were others who perhaps didn't go and do that and therefore did not survive that. So I think you need to make the most of the opportunities that are there. And that means you need to ask lots of questions and challenge yourself more.
Yeah.
And for those that have made it, I think always be open and encourage the really good talent that's within your firm.
That's brilliant. If people want to talk to you, have a conversation about what you're doing at Advanced Track Outsourcing, what's a good way for them to reach you?
LinkedIn, but on our website, advancedtrack.com, there's a Start Here button. And if you click on that, fill in a short form, you get access to our online diaries, and either myself or somebody within the team will have a chat with you.
Well, if anyone knows about recruiting for growth, it would be you, Vipul Sheth. Thank you so much for your time and your insights today. That's been brilliant.
No, thank you, Rob.
It's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Aris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit. .com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.